161.
YQ, KV4, CBA. How you doing, Bill?
Good morning. Hold on just a minute. We're doing pretty good. Just left the house and I'm headed over to the animal shelter. It's Tuesday's the day. So what you up to?
Over to my mother-in-law. She's her water heater is not working, and I am getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I wanted to say hello.
And enjoyed seeing you at the meeting last week, even though I didn't get to talk to you much. I enjoyed that. Let's see. So, I'll let you go. I know you're in a hurry. Info-IQ.
All right, the liquid sunshine, and have a good day. Talk to you later. Info-IQ, KB4, CBA, clear.
VWA, mobile.
Hey, Info-IQ.
IQ, what's going on this morning, big guy?
We're just headed over to the animal shelter. Tuesday's days I go over there. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, I am mobiling from Inman over to Spartanburg, and I go to a modelers meeting. A group of us do these little scale models, and we go over there and have a good time and build and do all kinds of good stuff. And I'm working on a 1955 Chevrolet Bel Air convertible.
I actually do remember those quite well. When they came out, they were very popular cars.
I wish I had one today.
You'd be a model.
Over the real deal. But, you know what? I've got a 68 Mustang coupe and I got a 1973 Mustang Mach 1 convertible. And I got a 73 MGB that are real that I get to play with all the time. So, that's not so bad.
Oh, well. Honestly, I pretty much have cars out of my system. In my younger days, I had an MG Midget, and I drove the heck out of that thing. Boy, did that get good mileage. And I drove it for probably 5 or 6 years. Then I also had a TR6, British Racing Green. I loved that car. Of course, I had to work on it daily. The Lucas electrical system wasn't the best. But anyway, I always enjoyed driving that car. That was a lot of fun.
Electrical and SU side draft carburetors. You had to be a tinkerer's delight.
I was always adjusting those SUs. But that's what came in there. I always made sure it's full of oil and... But they had to be balanced just right if you're going to get maximum performance out of those cars. Those are the old days, I tell you that. And then while I had it, had those two cars off, I had a VW Bug, which I drove for over a quarter of a million miles. So, between all those cars, when I was done with them, I said, somebody else is going to be working on cars, it won't be me.
So I have fun with it. As a matter of fact, the little 68 Mustang coupe started off life as a six-cylinder. A little 200 six-cylinder, 200 sprint. But now it's a 347 stroker with a T5 five-speed behind it.
I'll give you up and go now.
I drive it on a wet day.
Imagine that. my cars. It reminds me, I need to get new front tires for this car. This is a sporty version of the Titanium Escape. It's got the turbocharged engine, the larger engine, and it sports package with the shifters and all that. And I tell you, with these tires got on the front, which really do need to be replaced. A day like today, I have to be really careful, just like you're talking about. Those front tires will just spin.
You know, today's cars, they say sports package and all that kind of business. But I'll tell you something, bud. Until you hit 300 to 350 horsepower, it just don't get my attention.
One, but, you're talking about spinning tires, and this one will do it, and I don't particularly want to do it. It's, this has plenty of pep for me.
Yep, yep, yep. Big boys and their toys. You know, what was that guy? What's that guy's name? He's on TV now, last minute. Tim Allen, that's it, Tim Allen. More horsepower,
I always enjoyed that show. That was pretty good. It always has that sound like Marine. Ooh-ah. But sound like you got plenty to do. Sound like you didn't need to get an ham radio. Sound like you had enough to do to begin with.
Things that you tinker with, and then there's things that when you retire, you do to keep the brain active. And technologically, I'm getting into the ham to keep that old noodle cooking.
Thanks for that transmission. You dropped out.
I will try one more time. I said, as I near retirement, I am starting into the ham to make sure that I keep the old noodle cooking. You know, I'm just not going to turn to mush and fade away.
I do that. It's a time when you can really delve into things that you always wanted to. And learning new things definitely is the way to keep the brain active. I tell you, I never have enough time. I didn't have enough time before I retired. Now I really don't. I go from one thing to the other, and probably 80% of that time is with radio doing different things. And everything, just new things all the time. So I really do enjoy that. I enjoy just tinkering and building stuff as much as I do talking. I'm not much of a rag chewer. Used to do a lot of that on CW. I don't even do that anymore. But I do like the contest, and I like to build things. I see it sprinkling. I guess I might get just a little bit wet today. My favorite spot, and I'm just about ready to get on Butler, turn on Butler, get on the interstate, and go on and hit 291 and take that over to Cherrydale.
You know, you are right smack dead center of that zone of why I moved out to the county, man. I tell you what, Woodruff Road, Pelham Road, 85 and 385 in there. Just too many ants on the anthill for me, man. Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, we had a traffic jam out in front of my house on the end of New Cut Road last Friday. We had almost 3 cars a minute passing by.
Well, this is not my choice. I just, it's what I found this time of the day, it's the fastest way to get over Cherrydale. I rarely get on water, and I only go to Cherry Hill once a week, not whenever I have to go over to the animal shelter. Other than that, I'm really not on this part much. I do get to Pineport fairly often, or I get over to Simpsonville, but I rarely go downtown. Unless I have to go to a meeting, sometimes I go to meetings, but I can't choose where the meetings are.
Now, do you make it out to the Greenville meeting or to the Greer meeting?
I go to the South Carolina DX Association meeting. We had one last Thursday. And I am a member of the Greer. And I make maybe once every third meeting. It's just a long ways for me to drive from where I live. So I limit the number of meetings I go to. The SCDXA is only like once every 3 or 4 months, as it is now. I used to belong to the Greenville, Blue Ridge. Matter of fact, I was president for about 4 or 5 years. I was on the board for many years. But that was back in the 70s and 80s. But I'm not active for them anymore.
Before Ray and Johnny?
But Ray was then. He was a lot younger than he is now. So was I. And I worked really as far as downtown off of Pleasantburg for a while. And same company. We moved a couple times. But it was convenient for me to go to the city hall, and that's where we used to meet. It wasn't the Red Cross. And that happened later. But yeah, Ray was the guy that took care of the repeater. Always did a really good job of that. Plus we used to have really, really great ham fest. I mean, one of the biggest ones around. And it was for 2 days, just packed over at the fairground, which is now just a storage lot. But that's another year. Used to have really great field days. I mean, that was major, major event. Almost everybody showed up. We had campers and RVs, and it's just a little different back then.
Well, from what I understand, it's a lot different today, and maybe not all that much for the better.
Changes. Country's changing. Society's changing, everything. You live long enough and it really becomes apparent. some good, some bad. Just kind of have to go with the program. See, I'm not too far from 385 here. And then there'll be a cruise over to Cherrydale. I'm usually over there for anywhere from 2 to 3+ hours on Tuesdays. And then sometimes they help out on the weekends, different things they're doing.
You're there at the animal shelter?
Yep, animal care. They don't call it a shelter too much, but that's what it is. It's animal care, and today is what they call DPFL, Dogs Playing for Life. So we have group play, and we get large group dogs out and try to get as many as we can out there. Maybe four or five dogs at a time. They're out there just playing with each other. Then we rotate in dogs in and out. Four or five people there. People, I call people. The dogs, they love that, and it's really great for the socializing. Makes the dogs a lot more adoptable if you can do that on a regular basis.
I admire what you're doing. That's a good thing. Yep. But even that shelter has changed a great deal over the years. Somehow or another. Does the county still pump money into that thing?
It's the county, but it's anything like it was 10 years ago. We're at a no-kill shelter now. 9 years ago, probably 80% of the animals never made it. It's just totally new management, everything. It's really, if you had gone in there 8 or 9 years ago and go in now, you wouldn't even recognize the place.
I've been in there on a quite frequent basis. The only problem that I've got with it is they're now treating animals like any other veterinary service would, and that's county funded, which puts the county in direct competition with local veterinarians on a business basis. And I'll tell you, that's in a real gray zone as far as the law.
I'm talking about they don't do normal veterinary services unless the dog comes in and needs emergency effort, but you can't just bring dog in and have regular veterinary service. Now, they will put a chip in. They'll do that for you, that sort of thing. Chips. But, you know, they try to make sure the animals, the animals have the shots, make them so they're adoptable. So a lot of people can't afford to do the shots. They can't afford the spaying and that sort of stuff. So they do what's necessary to make it affordable so people can adopt those animals.
They must have stopped their spay and neuter clinics then, you know, that's open to the public. And less than 3 months ago, my niece took a dog over there for regular veterinary care. So they must have stopped that recently then.
Well, they still do the spay and neuter. That's part of animal control. That's part of their mandate. But if you take it in for, cut the toenails, or it's got to have some kind of specialized surgery or anything like that, they won't do it.
Well, what you're doing, though, over there is socializing those animals. Boy, that's a good thing. I hope you keep it up. Well, listen, I've destinated over here at Mason's Hobby Shop, so I'm going to go on in and keep my eye-hand coordination at least to a minimum acceptable level, and I'll talk to you later. This is KN4 VWA. I'll be clear after your final.
Good day. And I think you're still working. You're talking like you're retired, but you retired here recently. I don't know. Anyway, 73. Have a great day. N4IQ. Ooh, AC4Q, N4IQ.